Salt Lake's greatest hits, 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ.
Good morning.
Morning. UConn taking down Purdue last night in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
AJ, spoiler alert.
Oh, come on.
There's probably people that haven't watched the game yet.
You get so many dings on your phone the second things like that come to an end. I can't be the first one to tell you.
Sorry if AJ ruined it for you.
Hello, world is a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
Story about a 7-year-old in Alabama whose mom just passed away, 29 years old.
Oh.
And the family didn't have enough money for a headstone.
Oh.
So little 7-year-old Emery decides to set up a lemonade stand to raise money.
Oh.
And you think, okay, that's cute. You know, maybe she raised a couple $100s and feels good about it. No. $10,000.
Oh.
$10,000. People came from everywhere to buy Emery's lemonade. Some of them probably didn't even get any lemonade.
I don't care about the lemonade. Right. I just want to help.
Right.
So, yeah, $10,000 raised for a headstone for her mom. And here's Emery's grandma, the mother of the mom who passed away, talking about it.
I've just been amazed and cried happy tears. Felt a peaceful and a happiness because everybody came to support my little granddaughter. And that's what I wanted the most, for her to not be heartbroken.
To know that you have done something to help out. So when you see a lemonade stand on the side of the road,
stop and help.
You never know what they're raising money for.
Get some delicious lemonade and, ready for it, open your heart.
Oh, I see what you did there.
KODJ.
It's an absolutely beautiful looking day for a white wedding, for a, I don't know, picnic in the park. Maybe it's going to be pretty chilly. And I mean, I know it's warming up later this week, but it's one of those days you want to look out and go, yeah, it's springtime, baby.
You know what else makes me happy besides sunshine? Money. $1,000 to win every single day starting Monday.
By the way, Ann Wilson still sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I give Jimmy Kimmel credit, because as a guy who's just a night show host who does all kinds of stuff and has always done sketch comedy, he sounds pretty good when he sings, too.
Also, as he's singing Turn Around, he's just spinning in circles,
turning around.
Here we go. If you want to see the whole thing, the video is on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page.
Oh, that is fun. That's good stuff.
So We know that Ryan Seacrest is going to take over for Pat Sajak, hosting Wheel of Fortune, along with Vanna White. So Vanna White made a surprise appearance co-hosting American Idol with Ryan Seacrest last night, which was really cool. Also, we got to hear from our second local performer, Ellie Frankum, from American Fork. Here's her performing last night.
She told me this is one for you.
Her voice is, like, effortless.
She looks, I mean, the pop star part. She looks gorgeous. She's a doll.
She's getting the audience into it.
Yeah, and Lionel Richie's into it. Okay, cool.
So we'll have to find out. We have to wait until Sunday to find out if Ellie and our other local girl, KB, will make it into the top 20.
Very nice. 7:25. You know what's coming up.
Santana and Counting Crows ticket.
Salt Lake's greatest hits, 94.1 KODJ. Meredith and AJ with you here at 7:40 on this beautiful-looking Tuesday morning with...
How bizarre.
It's time for the weird news stories you love so much.
So it really sucks when you get a speeding ticket, right?
Mm.
What about when you get a speeding ticket for a car that you weren't even driving? And wheels weren't even on the ground when you got the speeding ticket.
How is that even possible?
A woman in Cleveland gets a $105 speeding ticket in the mail. Okay. And she looks at the photo of her car, because he'd send a photo like, hey, this is your car. It was speeding.
It was a camera ticket. That's what it was.
The car was being towed. The car was on a flatbed trailer being towed to a mechanic at the time.
And the guy pulling it, or the girl pulling it, was going way too fast.
That's the person that was speeding. But she said she can't get it resolved. Like, every time she calls somebody, she's told to call somebody else, and she's just being sent in the circle. She's like, how can my car get a speeding ticket?
They just want you to pay it. That's all they want you to do. Well, I'll raise you one weird news story with this guy from Decatur, Illinois, just down the road from where Meredith and I grew up in central Illinois. A man with some serious lower body strength on April 5th, this guy, Tony Pereno, breaking the record for the most squats done in a 24-hour period. He started at 5 a.m., and he finished by logging 26,100 squats.
What?
That's how many squats he did that day. And this is him talking about it.
I got a long time left to go here and getting tired, but got a lot of support here and a lot of energy drinks and carb loading and all that stuff. So
there are some really interesting records that you can break out there.
Well, he was doing it to raise money and awareness for basically a center for adults with mental disabilities to raise money.
So it's for a good cause, but that's still a really weird record.
Literally the tightest butt in the state of Illinois. Like, so I can't imagine like trying to fit into a pair of jeans. That butt is tight.
Wait, 26,000, how squats. Many? Okay, so 26,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Squats divided by 24 hours.
30 second break every 22 squats. That's how he did it.
That's 1,000 squats an hour.
Okay, there you go. You got exercise to do on this Tuesday morning.
Challenge accepted.
Go DJ. Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
And it's brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
So, during the filming of a 1939 movie called Jesse James, a horse was actually killed when it was forced to jump off a cliff for a scene.
Oh, no.
People were like, you did what? For what? Just for a movie? The American Humane Association was officially formed right after that movie, and animals have no longer been harmed during the filming of movies.
Good to know.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Brought to you by Utah's Hochul Zoo.
So it's been a part of the Utah landscape for like 119 years, and it's closing its doors. A lease dispute has caused the old Woolen Mills store, or UWN men's shop, to actually make the change to relocate. But if you're a loyal customer, they're just relocating. This old shop that's been there for 119 years is closing, but it's not closing the business per se. So that's good news. That's a big part of Utah subculture.
Yeah, it's still sad that they're having to lose that location after so long, though.
No, it's kind of a huge, like, just one of those business things that just gets caught. Like, everything has to be complicated now. Why does everything have to be complicated? Can I just sign a piece of paper and move in? There is an insulin drug maker known as Eli Lilly, who I'm sure you're familiar with, at least in the name. But now, 1 week into the month of April, and Utahns desperate to find insulin are having a hard time. The company said that they are temporarily out of stock of insulin. There are 7, I believe, or so pharmacies that are still able to corral some inventory here in the state.
Well, the problem, I guess, is the name, because there are so many different names for insulin, and insurance companies will only cover a few of them. Yeah. So if you find something that's in stock, but it's not a specific brand that your insurance covers, then you're still in a pinch, because now you got to pay out of pocket for that.
And it can be upwards of, you know, hundreds and or thousands of dollars in some cases, when it could be as little as like $25 as a copay with your insurance when it's your brand. I mean,
this is when the insurance needs to make a change and say, okay, due to circumstances, we will cover any brand you can find available.
Good luck with that. This is what I was just saying about everything has to be so complicated.
Jazz owner Ryan Smith looking for suggestions on what we should name Utah's new NHL team, if we get one, of course. Mm-hmm. You can submit a suggestion online. I've got the link up on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page if you want to suggest something.
The Yeti was one of the options he posted. Also the Blizzard, the Olympians, the Black Rocks, and I love that he went with the Grizzlies as one of the options, too. We already have a Grizzlies team, obviously.
Yeah, why would we have
Well, this would be replacing the Grizzlies. That's why.
Mm.
I mean, I'm assuming this would replace an NHL team would probably replace the minor league hockey team. So.
Why can't we have both?
We could. Little Grizzlies and Big Grizzlies.
the big G's.
94.1 KODJ, Meredith, NHA. Can I ask you a very personal question?
Sure.
What do you think the dirtiest part of your house is?
Oh, my shed.
Your shed. Okay. Would you say even more so than your refrigerator?
Yeah, or the teenage bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no. Well, once you bring teenagers into the mix, everything goes south really fast.
Yeah, so. I don't walk into our son's room without a hazmat suit.
I know. We did that yesterday, and let me tell you, it wasn't a fun battle.
Also, if you're missing dishes, they're probably under his bed.
Under his bed with the mice and the bugs, yes. Yeah, you walk into the room looking like Walter White in Breaking Bad. Like, I'm in here to fix stuff.
Exactly. Thank you, guys.
So the dirtiest places, I bring this up because they've discovered that it's probably your fridge and or your keyboard on your computer, on your laptop and or desktop. But then there's a few other places that seem a little less obvious to me, okay? The water and ice dispenser on the fridge, for instance.
Are you supposed to clean that?
I think so, because we've lived here how long and we haven't touched that thing?
Eight years.
And you stick your stuff, but you hold water and ice in right up to it, and then you put it on your lips.
Okay, but how do you clean it without stuff coming out of it?
Well, you just...
Every time I've tried to wipe it off...
That's the art. That's apparently an acquired skill. And then fabrics in the living room. Especially where your dog lays.
How many times has your dog licked its butt?
No, come on!
While sitting on the couch.
No, it's still breakfast time, Meredith.
And then you sit there on the couch.
Yes. And then the dog licks you. This from the woman who shared a fork one time with the dog.
Okay, I didn't eat off the fork after I gave her a bite.
Yes, you did. It was on camera that time.
That one time I did, yeah.
She was doing a taste test Tuesday. The dog, do you remember?
You're right. Okay. Now I remember. Okay. I did.
So I guess what we're trying to say is humans are the grossest animals on the planet.
Yeah, we're gross.
All right.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Big concert announcement coming tomorrow. We just got this information. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we will let you know what we know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bragging that we already know this information, but that's kind of a job perk. So.
It's old information that's new information.
Ooh, good. Okay, yeah.
Can I do this?
Well, and if you check out the graphic on our Facebook page, it might even give you another hint. That's all we can say. We've already said too much. Tomorrow, 10 a.m.